Hello guys, hope everyone is doing wonderful out there. Welcome back to my show QC. My name is Queen Joe, I'm your host. Please follow me on Instagram if you're not doing so already. It's D2E, dqueen.joe. Follow the show on Instagram as well. It's queencast.qc. And subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's queencast.qc. All right, guys. So on this episode, I'm going to go ahead and just do some expansion and highlights from topics and things that I discussed in the very first episode. So actually, I advise you guys, if you didn't see episode one, I advise you to stop right now. Go back and watch episode one, and then come back and continue this one, okay? So everything I'm going to talk about will make sense, all right? So, like I said, I will be doing some highlight expansion from topics, and I'll go ahead and walk you guys through my pregnancy, my labor experience, and then I don't have a message for you guys on this episode. I know I said I will on the last one, but I just wanted to share with you guys, like, do not expect a message from me every single episode. That's what I want to say about the message thing, because it won't be real if I force. It will be forced if I try to give you a message every single episode. It will be forced. It will be fake, and I don't want to do that. I want to keep the show as authentic as possible, you know? So if I don't have a message, I won't give you guys a message. The messages come to me as I'm writing or rehearsing the show, right? So as I'm writing, if I get a message like, ooh, this is something I should bring to you guys, I will do so. And if I don't have a message, I will always be discussing like subjects and topics that are very dear to my heart, like things that I believe in, things that I actually like indulge in doing. So somehow, somewhere, there will somehow still always be a message, but some of the messages you guys will have to do the digging in the episode to find it, okay? So that's that. And for the next episode, I will be discussing the business aspect of my life, the business side of me, how I got into business, the businesses I've built, branding, all that good stuff, okay? So like I said, doing some highlights from episode one. Okay, so my first highlight I like to do is when I share with you guys the transition story. I share my transition story from Africa to America, right? During the transition story, I just mentioned that I got the opportunity to come to America, right? So I want to stress the point that the opportunity came from my father. My father is who gave me the opportunity to come to America, because my father got his opportunity via the Catholic Church. So I just wanted to touch base on that. I don't want to just scream, I got the opportunity. I wanted to share with you guys who gave me that opportunity, so to say, right? And then another thing I wanted to highlight is my message of AI, right? I was going crazy on y'all, right? Like the robots are coming. Nah. But I just want to say, I do know that there are great parts to AI. There's always good and bad to everything, right? The message, I was just trying to get across to you guys, like, AI, this new thing that do have, like, all these great benefits that we can use to our advantage. Like, shoot, I use AI to edit this podcast, y'all. So I'm not against AI. I got nothing against AI. I was just trying to get you guys to understand that us as human beings, we're very good at misusing things, right? So the misuse of AI is what we have to pay attention to, you know what I mean, before it takes over, so to say. And I also mentioned Nick Cannon, and I was giving him all the big shout outs, right? I just want to say, I also know that Nick Cannon is very rich. That's how he's able to have all those 10 kids and take care of them. So I'm not saying like us middle class people should go out there and have 10Ks like Nick Cannon. That's not what I was trying to say, y'all. I was just trying to give you guys an example of the reproduction side of the message, right? All right, so that is that's it for the AI message highlight. And then my niece, another thing I wanted to highlight was that I mentioned that my niece came to the country with my dad. That's not true. She came with her dad, my brother. So she did her transition with her father, my brother. And when my niece did her some transition, she was 2 years old, and that's how I met her, and that's how I got introduced to motherhood, right? I shared that on episode one. So this episode, I'm going to take the time to share with you guys how I got introduced to a whole nother side of motherhood, y'all. Like, let me tell y'all. Like I just said, I met my niece at two. My daughter was 2 years old when I met her. So that's like, you know, the toddler stage, the walking, teaching her how to walk, how to talk, how to write her name. You know, all those toddler's basic 101 things. So that side of motherhood I got to experience. And then my beautiful son, y'all. Before I even start, I want to give a huge shout out to King Papa. King Papa is my son, my beautiful bouncing baby boy, y'all. He gave me one of the biggest opportunities of my life to experience God's grace of carrying life and giving life. Like, my son opened up those doors for me to a whole nother side of motherhood that I couldn't even imagine. So I'm gonna take this time to walk you guys through my 9 months pregnancy, my 22 hours of labor, my son infant stage, the newborn stage, and all that good stuff, all right? So let's talk about it, y'all. Pregnancy, OMG, y'all. 9 months of, I want to say hell, but that's going to sound rough. That's going to sound crazy. Y'all, I did not like the pregnancy, y'all. I was so happy to meet my son. Everybody was excited for the baby, myself, my family, mom, dad, my daughter wanted a sibling, my son, father wanted, well, he wanted a girl, but that's another story. He wanted a child. I wanted a child as well. But the actual pregnancy, y'all, oh my gosh. It was like 9 months of a prison sentence, y'all. Let me tell y'all, 3 words to describe my pregnancy. I was hot, I was fat, I was tired. Okay. I couldn't wait for it to be over, right? Like, but I did have moments throughout the whole 9 months. I did have moments that I enjoyed that I cannot wait to relive. And overall, I'm just grateful for even, like I said, having the experience to grow life and give life. Like, that's something so huge, right? One of the moments that I enjoyed the most during my 9 months pregnancy was when I found out the sex of my child, y'all. Like, when I found out I was having a ball, y'all, I was jumping over the hospital bed. I'm trying to tell y'all, I wanted a boy so bad. I wanted a boy. I already had a girl, so I thought that would have been the perfect pair. So, you know, like, I'm going through all these changes, all these crazy changes is going through to my body. It's happening to my body that I don't like. I don't understand it. You know what I mean? This is new to me. So it was happening way too fast. Like, I was like, whoa. I was like gaining 10 pounds every month, y'all. Like, if I look down and look at the amount of food I was able to consume, I was disgusted at myself. Like, it was just like complete craziness. So while I'm going through all of these things, I'm like, God, just please give me my baby boy. Like, there's one thing I could get out of this. It's my baby boy. So the moment I found out I was having a boy, y'all, I burst out crying when the nurse told me. I was so, so happy. And to this day, that was one of the biggest highlight of my 9 months pregnancy. I did have another moment where when my son started to move around in my belly, I had a thing where every morning I would get up and hold my belly. I'll hold my belly and wait for my son to, like, I'll wait for him to move. I'll wait to feel him moving before I get out of bed to start my day, y'all. And I'm telling y'all, it became such a routine. That was one of my favorite routines. Like, every morning, it was almost like saying hi to my kid. Every morning, I'll get up, hold my belly. I will lay there, y'all. Even if I got to pee, I'm not getting up. I will wait for my baby to move before I step out of bed. And I love that. And then that time goes by, he got bigger in my belly. I started communicating with him. I would do 2 little taps. I used to talk to him and everything. I would tap when I talk, and I would tap, and he would, like, respond, hit him back, and all those beautiful moments I did enjoy. So it was hell. I was fat. I was tired, but I did have some beautiful, beautiful moments that I cannot wait to relive of that 9 months, okay? And then, boom, came the labor, y'all. Whew, child, 22 hours of labor, y'all. If anybody would have told me I was going to be in labor for 22 hours, I was going to be like, cut it out. Cut it out of me, get it out, okay? Because, like, what? Okay, let's take a walk down that 22 hours. So, my water breaks, y'all. My water break, I'm in the bathroom. I went to pee. It's like the middle of the night in the morning time. I think it was like 2. I'm not exactly sure. So, I went to the bathroom to pee. It's like a gush of water came out of me. I'm like, that don't feel like pee, right? But I'm like, okay, whatever. So I get up, you know, go to the room, lay down, and then another gush of water come out. It's like, whew. I'm like, okay, that's not pee. I'm like, that's definitely not pee. I'm not peeing in bed. So I wake up my son, father. I'm like, you know, get everything ready. I was preparing from the minute I found out I was having a boy, y'all. I went into full labor preparation mode, y'all. So when my water broke, I was ready to go. I was out the house in about 5 seconds. My bag was packed. My breath plan was ready. My mom was ready, waiting at the door for my water to break. My mom was probably more ready than I was. So, you know, we jump in the car. We get to the hospital, y'all. I get to the hospital. I'm on big body energy, y'all. I walk into the hospital. I'm like, don't play with me. Don't play with me or my baby. People looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, yep. I don't read some things, which I be doing to black women in America in these hospitals. I'm not finna be nobody test subject. Here's my breath plan. I handed the nurse my breath plan. I had things ready in bold letters. The things that I was ready. We was about to give birth to my king. I was ready. I was not playing. So one of the things that I highlighted the most on my breath plan was the fact that I won. No medication. I wanted no medication during my labor process because I actually wanted to experience labor. And there's the thing with medications, you know, although they're creative and they all have good cause or whatever, they also all have side effects. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure we've all heard stories of baby being born with defects because of medication side effects and all these craziness. So I was a little paranoid. Like I said, I was giving birth to my king. So I'm like, listen, I done did 9 months, and I stay on the basic things like my prenatal. That was actually, I think, the only medication I had to take during the 9 months. So I was like, yeah, I'm do not introduce no medication in this labor, right? I don't want no side effect. I'm nobody test subject. I also highlighted that I wanted a private room because this was during COVID when I had my baby. So I didn't want to share my energy, my space with anybody else. I didn't know how possible the private room was going to be because of my insurance and all of that. I'm not rich, y'all, so. But I put that on there still, right? So as soon as I handed the nurse the breath plan, she went through it. She walked me into my private room. So already we was off to a great start. I already got one of my biggest things, right? So I had a doula. At the time, my doula was on the phone with me. She actually didn't get to the hospital yet, but my mom was with me. So me and my mom was in the private room. I lay down in the hospital bed. I get in the room, lay down. I'm like, holy shoot, y'all, I'm finna have a baby. That big body energy left me a little bit. I was like, oh, snap, hold on. It's about to happen for real now. I'm telling y'all, so I'm sitting there, I'm trying to understand, like, how I'm finna get through it. Because, you know, I prepare and everything. You prepare yourself as much as you can for anything. But then when you actually get to that thing, you're like, right? So I was like, okay, now we are here. I actually have to do it. So I started thinking to myself, like, how can I get through this? And one of the things I noticed is that the contractions have breaks in between. And at the beginning of labor, the breaks are pretty spaced out, right? So I started to immediately, I figured that out. I already knew that, but I started experiencing it. Immediately, I drilled in my head. I was like, wait for the next break. Like, hold it down to the next break. Like, this too shall pass, right? So every time I got a contraction, it was just like, we're getting through it. There's going to be a break pretty soon, right? So I got through that. I understood how my contraction was working. Boom, next thing you know, 12 hours is gone, y'all. I got through 12 hours. I was like, oh, my goodness, that's a whole day already. What happened in here? So 12 hours is gone. The nurse, my mom had to leave, actually, because, like I said, 12 hours. That's like a whole day, right? So she had to go back. My daughter's at the house. My father is there. She had to go handle something, y'all. So the minute my mom leave, y'all, not the minute, but as soon as, the people noticed my mom wasn't in that room with me, these nurses, and I had give birth in Ramsey Richmond University Hospital for all my Staten Island people. it was a beautiful overall experience. But so when my mom left, the nurses, the doctors, they came to my hospital room. They came to my bed, surrounded my bed, and they're trying, like I said, over 12 hours. So now they're trying to convince me that I need the epidural. I need epidural because it's been 12 hours. And I'm like, what? I don't need no nothing. What are you trying to tell me? I'm like, I do not want no medication. I'm sure I was pretty clear. If there's a lot of things on the breath plan, but if that was one of the biggest thing in bold letter, no medication. Unless it's at the point where it's life and death for me or my child, no medication. So no, I do not want epidural. Is this a life and death thing that I have to take epidural? They're like, no, it's just that, you know, you've been going through so much pain. It's been 12 hours. Or you've been in pain for 12 hours, so the epidural can subside that pain and blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, but I'm the one going through this pain. I've been going through this pain for 12 hours. So how come you're the one telling me that I need the medication? How come I'm not calling for the medication? Like, what y'all trying to tell me here? So get out of my hospital room. I'm good. Like, them people was there for a good minute, too, trying to convince me. And I remember I was holding on to my hospital bed because as they're talking to me, I'm in labor. So I'm going through contractions. So I remember one time they, I got, like, one big contraction while they're talking to me. And I'm, like, holding on to the hospital bed. Like, I'm fine. I said, I'm fine. I don't need no epidural. I'm crazy, y'all. So I managed to tuck them out. I got them out of my hospital room. My mom gets back. So I tell my mom the story. She's like, well, I'm glad you was able to hold it down. So then we got through that. My doula get there now. Here come another episode. It's like a couple of hours done went by now. I think we're approaching like maybe 15, 16, 17 hours now. So another thing started happening. My the machine started making a little bit of noise. So the nurses come back in and they're like, it looks like your contraction is slowing down. So we got to give you a medication. I'm like, yeah, these people go again with this medication. I said, no medication, y'all. Leave me alone. So then the nurse is like, no, you're fine. We understand. You're still going to experience your natural labor experience like you want to, but we do need to speed up the contraction after 12 hours because we got to get the baby out of you, you know what I mean? And in order to get it out of you as natural as possible, we need you to go, your contraction needs to speed up as time goes by, you know what I mean? So that did make sense because, like I said, I was doing labor preparation, so I understood a little bit of what she was saying. I ain't trusted too much, so I called my doula. I'm like, yo, they're just trying to give me Pitocin. That's the name of the medication, Pitocin. So I called the doula. She's like, oh, yeah, no, Pitocin, that's fine. You could take the Pitocin. That's okay. That's not going to affect too much or anything. So I agree. I'm like, all right, doula says cool. Put the Pitocin in me. They strapped it up to my IV. I'm getting my Pitocin, right? A little while go by, all the machines start going off again, y'all. People. I'm like, what's happening? What's going on, y'all? My baby heart rate start dropping. This Pitocin is affecting my baby heart rate, y'all. I'm going crazy, y'all. I'm like, stop the medication. That's why I told y'all I don't want no medication. I'm about 2 seconds from ripping the IV out of my hand, y'all. I'm going crazy. My mom is like, you got to listen to the girl. This is her labor. This is her baby. She have to have a baby the way she want to. So now it doesn't look like this medication that's supposed to be helping the labor. It doesn't look like it's helping the baby. So you got to listen to her. My mom backed me up. My doula was there at the time. She backed me up. Nurse is like, all right, cool. We're going to stop the medication. So stop the Pitocin. Thank God when they stopped the Pitocin, I had intake enough of it to get my contractions back to the regular speed, right? So thank God, like I said, because I was not going to go through that. So my contraction speed up again. Boom. Baby about to come now, y'all. Baby about to come. We're approaching the 22 hours. I think we're like about 20 hours now. You know, my doula is there in full effect. She's like, okay, listen, you don't want no medication, cool. But then we got to get the baby out of you. You know what I mean? Because if we don't naturally do whatever we got to do to get it out, they're going to come back with the Pitocin. So let's go. Or the epidural. So let's go. So my doula working me. I was busting squats in the hospital room. I'm in a private room, y'all. So there was a shower. My doula put me in the shower. My mom got the Afro, the Afro gospel going. My doula was African too, so she's on the prayer line. We going crazy in the hospital room. We got to get the baby out of me naturally, y'all. So it was amazing. At one point, I remember when I was in the shower, my favorite artist is Kanye West. So I got to listen to his gospel album, Jesus is King. And that was actually one of the most beautiful moments I had during my labor. I listened to Jesus is King. I came out of the shower. I did like 2 or 3 more squats. I'm on the bed on 4 legs. The baby dropped, y'all. Baby dropped. The baby dropped. I'm like, oh no, mom, come get me out of here, mom. I'm like, mom, it's coming out of my rear end, y'all. It felt like it was coming. I was like, mm-mm. I panicked, y'all. My doula is like, that's because this is the time. The baby dropped. It's time to come now. I was like, okay, no, I can't do it. I got scared. I was there for 22 hours when the final time came. I got so scared. I was like, I can't do it, y'all. I'm tired. My mom like, put this girl leg up. Let's go. Put my my leg up. The doctors, the nurses, my doula, everybody's there. They're coaching me. I'm so dramatic. I'm crying. I'm like, y'all, I am hungry. I haven't ate. That's another thing, y'all. You cannot eat once you enter the labor room. Nobody told me that. So I went up in there. I woke up out of my sleep middle of the night. I went to the hospital hungry. I didn't even get food before I got there, and these people say I couldn't eat. For 22 hours, I was, like, surviving on Jell-O in the hospital. Crazy stuff, y'all. So I was like, I can't push this baby out. I ain't got no more energy left. It's been 22 hours. My mom, like, you can do it. Everybody's like, you can do it. You can do it. So time come to push. Everybody's coaching me. Everybody did a great job. The doctors, the nurses, my mom, my doula, they coached me through it. I did the first push. They're like, you got to hold your breath and push. First push, baby here. A little bit of his hair pop out. The whole hospital room go crazy. My mom is doing backflips in the hospital. My grandbaby. The baby go back in me. Everybody's like, oh. I'm like, what happened? Because you can't really see. One of the things that I had on my breath plan was a mirror. So when I go into that pushing stage of labor, I can see what's going on down there. They gave me the mirror, but actually I think I forgot. I went into panic mode when that time came, so I didn't even make sure to look at the mirror. I'm like, what's going on? They're like, he went back in, you got to do it again. So I did it again, second time, pushed my baby out. A lot of his head came out now, and now like half of his head is out. And they're like, oh my God, you're almost there. You got to keep going. They're like, what? The baby, half his head is out. I'm like, okay, so pull him out. I was like, pull him out. What more I got to do, y'all? I'm tired. So my mom like, no, girl, they can't pull him out. We got to push him out. So I was over already, y'all. The third time, I said, I held my breath. I pushed that damn baby. I wasn't doing that no more. I said, and pop came out my little boy. And the whole hospital room was going crazy, clapping for me. It was so amazing, y'all. My tiny little baby, y'all. He was hungry. My baby came out, he started crying. The doula was like, he must be hungry, because like I said, 22 hours. She lashed him onto my breast. He grabbed my breast, y'all. He went to work, my little baby. Like immediately, I was like, oh my God, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. This little baby is like hooked onto my titty and he's so hungry. He had no problem latching onto the titty or nothing. He was so hungry, he's like, he's just going at it. I'm just like, Mom, look at it. It was so amazing. I was like, this must be what true, like, nature is. Like, actually feeling fluids come out of my body to feed my son. Like, it was one of the most amazing moments throughout my labor when I got to breastfeed my son for the very first time. And then I got home with him. Bring him home, experiencing the infant stage, y'all. I was so happy to bring my little tiny baby home. And then I get home, a couple of nights go by. I'm like panicking. Every second I have to get up, I'm like, is he breathing? And like, I'm rolling out of my sleep, y'all, every 5 minutes to check if my baby is breathing, y'all. I was like, how come nobody told me I was about to be doing that? Like, is this normal? Am I supposed to be worried about this child breathing this much, y'all? They don't tell us enough, but that's one of the things that every new mom do experience, the paranoia of if that tiny little thing is still alive next to you, right? So at some point, that same breastfeeding moment that I enjoy so much, y'all, it did become overwhelming because I breastfed for like 5-6 months solely breastfeeding. Like, my son survived the first couple of months of his life on solely breast milk. So the breast milk is not as thick as formula. So this thing goes right through the baby. So y'all, I'm telling y'all, I'm breastfeeding solely. This baby felt like he was attached to me 24/7. At one point, I felt like I used to be like, when I sit down and he's not on me, I would be like, where my baby? Because it felt like he was always on me. He was always feeding. So that was fun for me. And then after a couple of months, I was like, I can't do it anymore. So we switched to formula. Put him on the formula. He's doing great. And then he started doing the little baby thing. I'm like, okay, how long he finna be doing that little baby thing like that? I need him to get up now, y'all. I got a little bore of the infant stage. I was like, I need this man to get up and do something. And then next thing you know, y'all, my son sat down. He started crawling. He got up. He started walking, y'all. He walked before he was 1 year old. And since then, it ain't never been the same, y'all. It's a grown man. It's a grown man, y'all. You know what? I should have enjoyed the infant stage more, because now I can't even get a hug and a kiss. He be out. He want to play. He want to do everything. He's a grown man. I got a 2-year-old roommate right now in my house, okay? So I just want to say huge shout out to my beautiful son. Huge shout out to King Papa. Thank you so much for giving me that beautiful experience of growing life and giving life. Okay, guys, so that's actually the end of this episode. I chose to keep it short and sweet on this episode. That's the end of it. I hope I was able to clarify a few of the points from the first episode. If anyone was confused on the whole transition stories and the AI message and all that stuff, I hope I was able to clarify that. I do thank you guys for reliving my labor, my pregnancy movement with you guys. And like I said, I didn't fully enjoy the pregnancy movement, but I also want to stress only because it was new to me. Like, I say all the time, I didn't like my 9 months of pregnancy. It was too many changes happening too fast. But that's only because it was new. You know, I was a new mom. So there was moments I cannot wait to relive, right? And also I want to highlight that overall, I'm grateful for that experience, because not everyone get to even experience that. Not everyone get to have the experience of having a child, right? So overall, I'm so grateful for that, and I thank God for that. So that's what I wanted to leave you with today. I love you guys. I love everyone out there watching me. Thank you guys for watching me. Keep watching the show. Follow us on Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, and I'll see you guys on the next time.